Moncrief on News Talk.
Some people fall into bed, start snoring straight away, but some people like to get to bed early and bring things with them, perhaps a laptop, a drink, something to eat even. According to TikTok, this is called bedtime stacking, where you go to bed early to get stuff done. The journalist Niamh O'Reilly is a reformed bedtime stacker. Good afternoon, Niamh.
Hi, Sean.
When you used to do it, what would you do?
Well, I have to preface this by saying this was probably about 15 years ago. So like it was very different then. Like you wouldn't have been bringing a smartphone with you, into your bed, and you certainly wouldn't have been filming it for content for TikTok, you know, that didn't exist. So, but I did sort of do this when I was younger and before I had kids and was married and all that. And I would sort of say to myself, right, it's 9:30, I'm going to bed. But I would, you know, I'd go to the bathroom, do my skincare, teeth, all the rest. And then I'd get into bed. Yeah, I might do my nails, do some hand cream, maybe journal for a little bit. I had a gratitude journal at the time. And then I might read for 30 minutes or longer, depending if the book was good. And then you'd eventually maybe fall asleep at around, 11 or something. And you'd be nicely tired. And it was just a nice way to kind of wind down before sleep. But my impression of this sort of bedtime stacking that a lot of Gen Z women in particular seem to be doing on TikTok is very different from what I used to be doing to sort of wind down before bed. This seems to be sort of like them trying to get as much done as possible without having to leave the bed, sort of thing.
Yeah, because it sounds like it's being presented as a very relaxed way of getting stuff done, but it's actually panicking before you go to bed to get the rest of what you need to get done.
That's my feeling. And maybe, look, I'm just getting old and cynical, but this doesn't seem like a healthy thing at all. And I think there's nothing wrong with getting stuff done in the evening. I think modern life kind of means that we sort of have no choice. We're very busy during the day. There is a lot of stuff we need to get done in the evening time. But I don't think retiring to your bed at 8:30, sort of under the illusion of I'm going to bed to get all this stuff done, it isn't healthy. And it's kind of blurring the lines for this generation between being on and off. I think if you want to get stuff done, do it, you know, but not in the bedroom, and try and go to bed at a more reasonable time, like 11 o'clock when you might actually be tired, and leave the electronics out of it. There's nothing wrong with going to bed and winding down for 30 minutes with a book or journaling or any of those things that they're suggesting are fine. But I think this is blurring the lines completely. And also, a lot of them are filming all of this for TikTok. You know, so it's kind of, there's this huge irony in it. They're sitting there going, oh, isn't this great? You know, I'm in bed and I'm getting stuff done and I'm winding down in a healthy way. But you're also like setting up a tripod and filming it. So I'm just not sure if it's the healthiest thing for your sleep.
Yeah. And you can see, like, at the end of the video, they do a big fake stretch and say, I'm going to go to sleep now. And then they have to get up and edit the whole thing together. And
exactly. So like they have to leave the bed, you know, and also you do have, like, the idea of sort of retiring to the bed at 8:30 with like snacks and stuff. I mean, that's okay once in a while if you're going to treat yourself and watch a movie in bed or whatever. And like, we've all done that and that's nice. But I think doing that every single night and, you know, bringing a load of food into bed and then checking some emails and then reading and then scrolling on TikTok and then setting up a tripod to video all of this, I just don't see how that is relaxing or will, you know, do anything but make you feel anxious. And I also have to say, do men do this? I'd love to hear from your listeners if men are doing this, because my feeling is that it's mainly sort of women maybe in their 20s doing this. Like most men that I know or talk to, like they're sort of almost snoring before their head even hits the pillow. They don't seem to have the same rigmarole before going to bed that women do. And like, I'm not saying I don't, like I have to admit, I get into bed and I'll tell everyone I'm going up to bed, you know, at 10 o'clock, but I'm not asleep, you know, it'll be midnight. I'll probably have doom scrolled on TikTok for 2 hours looking at funny cat videos while having my LED light mask on, looking like, you know, an extra from the Michael Myers film. So like, I'm not saying that I don't do an element of this as well. But I'm not sure if men do this to the same extent. And I'm not sure if it's healthy to kind of start perpetuating this you know, that women have to do all this multitasking before bed myth, you know, for young women, because that does set, you know, it keeps with you as you get older and maybe you have kids and your life gets busier and you enter kind of perimenopause and sleep doesn't come as easy as perhaps it once did. So I'm just not sure it's the healthiest of messages, really.
Well, I mean, all the scientific evidence seems to be screens are a really bad idea before you try to go to sleep, no matter what age you are.
Definitely. Like that blue light, you know, they say it really does mess up kind of your circadian rhythm. And you know it yourself. And I think the healthiest thing, now I'd love to say I do this, the healthiest thing is to leave your electronics, I think, just out of the bedroom, including your phone. Mm. But like a lot of people, my phone is my alarm clock. So it's in the room. But like I could easily just go off and buy a, you know, an old radio alarm clock and use that instead. And I think it's a healthier way to be, because if the screen is in the room, you're going to look at it for something. There'll be some sort of notification or whatever it is. And then once you're on it, I mean, it's curtains, you know, you're going to be on it for a few hours and your sleep will be ruined. And so it's probably healthier all round not to do this. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with winding down in your bed, but like make it about reading a book or journaling or something instead of, you know, filming this for content.
It just strikes me that it almost kind of feeds into, you know, and I'm sure you're aware, you know, the mental load that women disproportionately carry in the household. So oftentimes they go to bed, oh, they might have to add a few things to the Tesco shop, arrange to have the daughters picked up from Camogie, whereas he'll come up an hour later and go, they've got Camogie, you know.
This is it. I think a lot of women, you know, especially as you do have children and, you know, you have more maybe responsibilities and that mental load just gets bigger. Like it's very rare, even if I did say I'm going up for an early night and sensibly actually just go to bed at 10:30 or something. When my head hits the pillow like that, there's a million and one things I'm doing mentally. Like I'm thinking, you know, things I forgot to do today. What do I need to do tomorrow? 2 days from that? Is it funny jumper day? You know, next week, do I need to get that? All the pickups, drop offs. So there's this mental arithmetic that I think, as you said, mainly women are doing before bedtime anyway. So I don't think it's healthy to sort of, you know, add to that by doing this bedtime stacking. I just feel like it's going to really negatively impact these young women's rest and, you know, their sleep going forward.
Yeah. Plus also crumbs in the bed.
Nobody likes that. No, you'd have to have like a little mini Dyson or some kind of dust buster thing, because once in a while is fine. But like, there's no way you're not going to get crumbs in the bed if you're bringing in a load of snacks. I mean, it just, and it's skank. It's just not nice.
I'm a man in my early 40s. It's bed, RTE News, BBC World News, quick zip through Dundeal and then sleep. About 5 minutes.
Okay, well, that's not bad. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it's better than me, like, just saying I'm going on TikTok for 10 minutes and then 2 hours go by and I have looked at, you know, weird videos about cats, and there's this one where this guy is, like, cleaning carpets and stuff. Like, it's the most random things ever, but it's kind of hypnotic.
Oh, do you watch your woman that's, is she Swedish or something, who cleans out people's filthy houses?
No, this is a guy in the United States, and he gets the filthiest rugs out of skips. Like, it's totally gross. But he has all these magical machines to like clean them. And, you know, he goes over them with this big cleaner called Dirt Reynolds, which I think is quite funny. And he uses like a series of foams and washes, and he uses a power hose. And it goes on for about 5 minutes. And I'm just hypnotically, you know, watching stupid things like this on TikTok when I should be asleep.
Yeah. Well, what happened to the gratitude journal? Did you feel you didn't have anything to be grateful for anymore?
I had kids and I had nothing to be happy about. No, I'm only kidding. Like, it totally went by the wayside. Like, the phone has taken over completely. Like, I think I have a gratitude journaling app on my phone, which is completely counterintuitive. I should go back and dig out the paper version and leave the phone outside the bedroom. But it is a nice way to end the day, I have to say, just thinking about maybe some things you are genuinely grateful for, you know.
Okay, it is odd having it on. You'd be getting, you know, alerts from your phone saying, aren't you grateful today? What have you got?
Exactly. It's like Duolingo. If you try and leave, they're like, come back.
Niamh, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was the journalist Niamh O'Reilly there. One person says, My favourite thing to do in my bedtime routine is to hide my husband's pillows. He's so precious about them and freaks out completely. Gets me every time, or presumably gets him every time. I assume he knows you do it. I'm a man. I put my phone on YouTube and listen low volume to stories about men divorcing cheating wives and getting their money and real estate, says TJ. Very restful, TJ.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.